I only heard of one shooting in Chicago this week. One. And it never even made the headlines or page 3 of the newspapers. Instead, the virus situation and the response to it by ordinary human beings rising above what was always considered normal to another kind of a way of caring for other people. Something, folks, that eases my anxiety is going on. And in my world, I call that the ability to see a divine activity at work in the world.
From Chicago, it's the Old St. Pat's Podcast Sunday Series, a show that highlights weekly reflections from Old St. Patrick's Church. We all might be experiencing some level of anxiety as we face these uncertain times, but the way in which friends have extended compassion, communities have found creative ways to come together, and first responders have sacrificed so much to help, allows us to see light in the darkness. And while it still doesn't change our worries, it reveals that in our new normal, it's up to us to bring care and hope to one another. Today, Father John Cusick observes how these extreme adjustments in our lives have stripped away so much that it reveals a new normal that breaks down barriers and allows life, love, and forgiveness to flow freely in our world.
Like 99.99% of you who are participating in Mass right now, I joined you last week as Father Hurley was here. I was in the Phoenix airport, very anxious to come home. I had flown out for baseball spring training, and when the plane hit the runway, my phone beeped saying all of spring training has been canceled. So I wanted to run to the front of the plane and ask the pilot, "You got enough gas to turn this baby around and maybe head back where we came from?" Instead, we landed, I got my rent-a-car, and of course, what every good baseball fan does, I went to the home park of my team, thinking that, well, they announced it on a Thursday, maybe it won't take place until Friday. Well, I get over there, no games, but the gift shop was open. You don't have to cheer, but we'll take your cash. Well, after a couple days, having dinner with some friends that I'm privileged to know in the Phoenix area, Saturday afternoon, I got the overwhelming anxiety that I want to be home. So I was able to connect with United Airlines and got a seat on an early morning flight out of Phoenix. And as I sat waiting for my plane, I pulled up oldstpats.org, as you have this morning, and clicked on live stream and participated in Mass the best I could. And I was so happy when that plane landed and I was able to drive home. And as I looked around my house, I felt a sense of security because there was an anxiety building in me. And maybe it built in you because this week has not been easy on any one of us. Every day, it seemed, something else closed. Monday night, at the stroke of midnight in the state of Illinois, 600,000 people lost their jobs. Over 500,000 people, 0.6 million, worked in the restaurant and beverage industry, out of work. Tuesday, Macy's closed. Wednesday, Kohl's closed. Retail America began to shut down. And each of the days of the week we have just gone through, we saw more and more of our country and our way of life come to a standstill. Pretty much the only thing you can do is shop if you don't want toilet paper or bread. But you can go to the store. You can go out for a walk, couple days this week, I took two walks because I had nothing else to do. But then I discovered that every one of us might, before this quarantine is over, have the cleanest houses, condos, and apartments in America. Spring cleaning has taken on a completely different definition. We'll be so clean, we won't even want to sit in a chair for fear that we will create something and we have to clean it again. I try to make some light of it, but I'm very anxious, and I'll bet many of you are as well. I'm anxious about the unknown, but not in a normal kind of a way. Not a one of us can control the future. Not a one of us knows what's going to happen to us personally or to anything. But my anxiety isn't something different this time. Perhaps something I've really never experienced and heard other people say to me this past week, you know, I've never gone through anything like this. It's just so different. Because you see, in the anxiety that is almost indigenous to people over a variety of things, there always seemed to be social markers where you knew what was coming. March 26, 2020, this week, was going to be the first pitch of a new year of baseball. That's not going to happen. And then the calendar will flip. April is Easter. And here at St. Patrick's, the street will be closed off. Judy Garland would make her annual appearance, and she'd be singing out there. And there'd be carriages with horses for the kids and their parents to roam up and down. The lines would be long coming into church, and the staff of Old St. Patrick's would have coffee stations to accommodate people as they waited to come in worship and pray the Feast of the Resurrection on Easter Day. That'll come and go, and it will not happen publicly. And then, of course, May would come along, and we all know it's First Communion time and it's graduations. They're gone, too. I live up by a lake, and the great symbols of summer is Memorial Day. The boats are back in the harbors. If you take your walk around the harbor, all the people on their boats, cleaning, scrubbing. I'm not even sure the boats will be back this year. And it might mean the beginning of summer. Will it feel like it? Or is that going to be taken away from us as well? Then, of course, is the celebration of American freedom, the 4th of July, with picnics and picnic tables and barbecues and beach and every kind of thing. My anxiety says that may not be around either. And so maybe if you're like me, there's an anxiousness, how we will get through this, how long it will take. But the funny thing is, I wonder if out of what may look like a new normal, another normal might in fact be able to be seen. There was a thing on the news last night, small clip, of an apartment building in Paris. And people had opened their windows and went on their porch. And I saw a guy with two pots in his hand. They were banging and clanging and people were cheering. Healthcare workers, for all they were doing in a preventative kind of a way, in a caring kind of a way for those who were ill. A basketball player from the Cleveland Cavaliers 7'1", asking people to, let's be compassionate. A basketball player? Compassion? Where's the competitiveness? He was asking us to be competitive for compassion. There's been ways that people have reached out to one another, and you are many of them. You know that as well as I do, far better than I do. I only heard of one shooting in Chicago this week. One. And it never even made the headlines or page 3 of the newspapers. Instead, the virus situation and the response to it by ordinary human beings, rising above what was always considered normal to another kind of a way of caring for other people. Something, folks, that eases my anxiety is going on. And in my world, I call that the ability to see a divine activity at work in the world. And that's the great story of the man born blind. He didn't ask to see, but the divine activity that the Lord Jesus Christ was bringing into the world was what was at play here. And there was a new normal that was being set in his community. A new normal that he wanted the religious leaders to see. A new normal that his parents couldn't palm the question off on, go talk to him, he's old enough. But a new normal where somebody was beginning to see a reality that was always before him, but never poured into the fact that you could see a different way now. How the love of God was poured into the human community. And it wasn't going to be constrained by the law. It wasn't going to be constrained by nobody ever did this before. It wasn't going to be constrained by tradition, habit, law, or whatever. It wasn't going to be slowed down, but it was going to take us all the way back to the beginning of creation, where light came out of darkness. And where the one who walked the streets of Palestine said, I am the light of the world. And in Matthew's gospel, when he sat down all those people, he took the I out of it and he put in another pronoun. And he looked at the people from computer screens to the few in front of me today. And he said, you are the light of the world. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the new normal. We bring light, and we bring hope, and we bring care and love into a world that hasn't abandoned it, but might be able to be seeing it a little more active when we strip away so much other stuff, as important as it always been, to reveal an activity going on among us all, in which not only we can participate, but an activity where we are sent to bring that light to others into the world in which we live. At the time of Jesus Christ, he was trying to present to the world a new normal. A normal that is rooted in creation, a new normal that is rooted in the way we care for other people, break down the artificial barriers that humankind has put up, and to see how the flow of life in love and forgiveness can flow freely in a world. That's my faith. I don't know about you. That doesn't change my anxiety, but it lets me see something more. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
During this time of social distancing, we're called to fight the effects of anxiety and isolation that increase when so much of our experience and understanding is being turned upside down. Let's strive to turn communion into a verb and engage in communion with our neighbors through calls, video chats, letters, social media, the things that will remind others that they and we are not alone. True kinship is revealed in moments like these. When it could be easy to close in on ourselves, we instead strive to carry these burdens alongside our neighbors in solidarity and hope. For online faith sharing opportunities and ways to engage and connect with our community, visit oldstpats.org/onlineresources.html. Here you can sign up for Lenten daily email reflections, connect with prayer communities, and listen to piano meditations as we continue our experience of church in a new way. And please do stay connected with us throughout the week on social media. If you're listening to the podcast, joining us during the live broadcast, or anytime after via the archives, please share a photo or video on social media using the hashtags #WeAreOSP and #StillTogether. Thank you for listening to the show this week. The homily was originally given at the 10 a.m. live stream mass on Sunday, March 22, 2020, by Father John Cusick. For more information, visit our website at oldstpats.org. To stay up to date with new episodes, please follow us on Spotify and Google Podcasts. Find us on Twitter at Old St. Pat Chicago and on Instagram at Old St. Pat's. I'm Kate Anderson. You've been listening to the Old St. Pat's Podcast. Thank you.
silver girl. Sail on by, your time has come to shine. All your dreams are on their way. See how they shine. Oh, if you need a friend, I'm sailing right here. I will.